Innisfil wasn't totally spared from the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Stretches of several roads were closed due to overnight flooding issues, the town says. As of Thursday morning, sections of Maple Road, between Bel Air Beach and Spooners Roads, Tall Tree Lane, from 9th Line to Crystal Beach Road, and Crystal Beach Road, between Goodfellow Avenue and 9th Line, remain closed. However, Buchanan Street, from 9th Line to Crystal Beach Road, Tall Tree, to Goodfellow Avenue, Leonard Street, and 7th Line, between Quarry Drive and St. John's Road, have reopened. With the significant rainfall last night, Town of Innisfil staff have been deployed for flood management operations since approximately midnight last evening, Parks and Community Spaces Operations Manager Chris Trevison said. As a result of the heavy rainfall, there are some road closures in place while we work to mitigate the flooding and crews remain on site. Trevison urged patience while the cleanup continues. Lake, Simcoe, water levels, which are beyond our control, are currently very high and this may cause a delay in conditions to improve rapidly as there is limited capacity to move water with pumps efficiently and reopen the impacted areas, Trevison said. The town did make preparations for the torrential rainfall that was expected in the region by readying all municipal pumps and flood response equipment to be deployed. Staff also monitored subdivisions and streets for areas where water was not able to reach catch basins, and they actively patrolled known problem areas, Mayor Lynn Dolan said via social media earlier this week. You can assist by ensuring your catch basin is clear of debris if you have one, she advised. Meanwhile, officials from the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury and its Fire and Emergency Services Department said they hadn't received any reports of flooding problems. It appears the town received less local precipitation than what was forecasted, and we did not encounter any significant flooding or drainage issues, said Jenny Duffy, a spokesperson for the municipality. The storm did, however, force the Bradford Board of Trade to postpone its July 11th golf tournament. In a weather alert posted Thursday morning, Environment Canada said general rainfall amounts of 40 to 100 millimeters had been observed in the area over the last day. An additional 5 to 10 millimeters is expected today, with the rainfall associated with the hurricane remnants tapering into scattered showers. With files from Michael Owen.